Welcome to the art of going your own way. No thanks. So I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine over at the watering hole. And, he's not MGTOW. Tried to introduce it to him, and he's like, well, that's too extreme, you know. But yet, he likes to... How can I say this? By the way, I'm putting my socks on at the moment, so you gotta bear with me. And yes, I'm working today, so I got a little bit of time. So he ain't MGTOW. He knows my stance on women. And basically keeping them in their place. His deal is, he's like I was several years ago, before MGTOW. Where you kind of got this, oh, you know, women pedestal, they're great, you know, but also afraid of them, you know, just a shy deal. And so he was telling me about this one woman that was hitting on him up at the watering hole and told me her name. And I go, you know, I don't know who that is. I know a lot of people over there because, let's face it, I'm a likable guy. Hey, Tau Gal, how you doing? Shit, I don't know most of the... I wouldn't say it. I don't know half the people's names up there, but they know mine. So that's kind of fucking weird, but whatever. Maybe I just go blackout drunk and forget. Kidding. Sometimes. Anyways, so... What did I say to him? I said, oh... Yeah, well, you'll have to point her out. Well, you know, she's a little shorter than me. She's got a nice body. She's cute. She's blonde. She's about my age and stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what I've told you. What are the questions that I said? What are the three questions you ask a woman when you know if you got the fancy for her and stuff? And he goes, oh, I know this. He goes, have you ever had an abortion? I'm like, oh, you nailed it. Have you been divorced? Oh, yeah, there's another one. And I go, and, you know, there's more questions, obviously, than that. But I go, and the third one, come on, you're almost there. I don't know. I'm like, are you vaccinated? Because... That's fucking out right there, man. Ever been divorced? I'll give you one. I would give a person one. Twice divorced? You're fucking out. Now you're worth just a shot in the mouth and then get out of there. But yeah, abortion, you guys know my stance on that. Fucking makes them crazy. And three, if they took the vax. The VADs. They got VADs, man. Why would you want to even open yourself up to that? Now, this is my conversation with him, by the way. I just can't see being in... Dating was tough after I got divorced, before I got red-pilled and woke up. It's got to even be damn near impossible. But if you're not in the know, most people are like, well, vaccinated, ain't no big deal. Yeah, good for you. But for the person that wants to maintain autonomy over their own body, that is a big fucking deal, man. Because you know what? Like I said, oh yeah, the other one is, are they liberal? But, you know, if they went out and got the vax, pretty much sure they're liberal or super naive. So, I don't know what you guys think about that. Well, gee, Tau Gal, sounds like you're still cruising for pussy. And, you know, that dating pool, that fuck pool out there is getting shallower and shallower. That dating pool is so goddamn shallow. I don't know if you've ever seen that what is it? Like a nature show, right? I think it's in Australia. It's the little mouse with the big ears and the long tail. And it lives in such a barren and dry area. In the morning, it wakes up. Oh, look, a little bit of dew has condensed what foliage there is in the desert. And that is how it gets its moisture for the day. You know, something, a little David Attenborough bullshit for you or whatever. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I thought that was kind of funny. Oh, and I didn't get to finish part of my story yesterday where I got into the whole detail about the guy talking about the apartment. And I'm like, what the fuck you doing? Telling him that. He comes up to me and asks me if I want to move in with him. And I'm like, I was just looking at his fucking apartment, man. He was showing me pictures. But anyways, I'm sitting up. Again, with the buddy I was just talking about, the one that's got the chick fancying on him. And my lady was sitting on my left, my widow girlfriend, lady friend. And my buddy on the right of me. And then there's this guy, the one that we were just talking about. Well, hey, I heard you were talking to him about the apartment stuff. I'm over there talking to my lady. I got my buddy on my right, and then we got this joker. He keeps fucking talking to me when I'm turned away from him, talking to Widow. And I must have had a drink or two because I did not remember this. I turn to him and I go, shut the fuck up. Can't you see I'm talking to somebody over here? And, my buddy, the one with the woman deal that he's got right now, he's like, I can't believe you fucking said that to him. I'm like, dude, you gotta set people straight every once in a while. Nothing more than I fucking hate is to go into the watering hole. And you know there's a couple of them in your life. And sit down next to somebody that just won't shut the fuck up. It's not like having a conversation where you can actually banter back and forth a little bit. No, no, you can't get a fucking word in edgewise. Everything's me, me, me. You know, kind of like you guys sitting and listening to this right now. This guy won't just, he just won't shut the fuck up, that Tao Yao guy. You're a captive audience. Anyways, no, I thought that was kind of funny. I just wanted to finish that. The other thing, this, I'm going to have to see how this panned out, or is going to pan out, I should say, because I documented the phone call, the confirmation number, who I talked to, the date and all this shit. So I get an email from my energy company stating that in the next month or so, we're going to be coming around and we're going to be installing a smart meter on your house. And if you choose to opt out, please call this number and learn about the fees associated with it. So I called up the number, pressed the buttons that I had to press. Are you Tao Giao and you live in bumfuck Egypt somewhere? Yep, that's me. Yeah, so I'm calling to opt out of the smart meter. And it also says here that if I choose to opt out of the smart meter, that you're still going to change it and you're going to put a non-communicating smart meter on. I opt out of that as well. And what are these fees that you're talking about? Well, there'll be a one-time, if you want to opt out, there's going to be a one-time charge of X dollars. And then every month after that, there's going to be an X amount charge. Oh, by the way, yeah, I opt out of that as well. Huh? I'm like, yeah, I opt out of that. I don't want you guys to touch my stuff. It's been working for years and years and years. So, just so we're clear, and you agree, I am opting out of getting any kind of smart meter. Well, yes, I understand that. We're clear. And I'm opting out of any of these fees. Yes, I understand that. I'd like the confirmation number for this phone call. And it was Krista, right? That's your name?
Yes, that's my name.
Okay, perfect. Boom, thanks. So we're going to see how this goes. Oh, they're supposed to knock on my door. It could be anywhere from Monday through Saturday, from whenever to whenever. The person will knock on your door and show you a badge and tell you what they're there to do. If you're not there, we'll go ahead and do it if it's accessible. Well, I'm going to make that fucker unaccessible. And then at the end of the call, I say to the lady, oh, hey, just a side note here. In case you're unaware, you might want to do a little research on Agenda 2030 and smart meters. Thanks. Have a great day. Oh, shit. They're fucking trying to push this this shit. What do you mean you're going to fucking charge me extra money if I don't get this? Go fuck yourself. I have not contracted with you. And if I have contracted with you, it was in the past. And ain't nothing about this.
Well, what are you going to do? We're the only energy company in town.
Going solar, bitches, and wind. I'll be the biggest fucking liberal greenie rubbing my tits everywhere and yelling, you're murdering the fucking planet! Kidding. Unfucking believable. But you know what? My time here, where I'm currently living, is limited. I'm planning on moving. I gotta
get out of this place. If it's the last thing I ever do.
I want to fucking get out more into the country than I am right now. Not that I'm in the country.
I'm not in an inner city. I'm not in a densely populated. I'm out, but I want to get farther out. There.
That explains everything to you. Well, the other day, went and saw my mom and wished her a happy birthday. It's that time of year, she's getting older and stuff. Went over to go see her, and I knocked on the door, walked into her apartment, and I go, oh, holy shit, it's a birthday miracle. You actually have fucking pants on today. Because she'll sit there fucking walk around in her underwear and just like a sweater on. Because she keeps her goddamn place so hot, you walk into it and it's like, well, I've gone from the Arctic tundra to fucking Fiji, where it's like beautiful, super hot, and all that shit. I thought that was funny. I get fucking people coming up to me all the time going, you're so funny, man. What do you mean I'm funny? What, funny how? Funny like a clown? What? What, funny looking? What? You got a fucking problem with me, man? I'm just kind of ran to rant. I mean, just having a conversation here. Oh, see, so talked about that. That was a fucked up deal. We're going to be coming in putting a new smart meter. Fuck you and your smart city agenda 2030 bullshit. Woe to these fucking people that took the vax, man. Oh, I've been learning a lot the last couple of days. Just about law and other things. And it just, I'm getting more and more steadfast in the way I see things, feel about things, and not giving up any of my power. You know, just say no. No thanks. Fuck you. Not going to do it. Because everybody wants to contract with you. And God, if I would have only have known what I know now about the law, the system, the child support, the alimony, I would have shut that shit down right away. Don't get me wrong. I was still taking care of my kids, and I did take care of my kids up until the point where they reached 18 and didn't want to have anything to do with their dad anymore. So, okay, I tell you what, you go out there and see what the real fucking world's like. And, you know, it took me about, what would I say? It took me about 4 or 5 years when I was a younger guy, and I fucking thought I knew everything and that my folks were, you don't know shit, I know more than you. And then you get out in the real world and you get slapped around, and you learn some hard truths about the world. And you go, what? You weren't wrong on that. You were actually right on that. And you were right on that. Now, we're all naive to certain extents. It's up to us to educate ourselves. But again, you know, you have a job. They want to keep your fucking nose into the dirt all day long and not look up to actually see what's going on around you, which is why this country, the world, is in this clusterfuck that we're in, right? Because you got these fuck knobs that are sucking off the teat that, well, why would I want to do that when I can get, you know, $2,000 a month from the government just to fucking slack off and jerk off all day? Why would I want to have anything better than that? Okay? Well, yeah, you're dragging down everybody else. I get it. I get people are in situations where, you know, they're disabled for one reason or another. But if you're able-bodied and you're not getting out there trying to improve yourself, but then again, some people don't have the tool sets. Like I said the other day, I didn't have the fucking tool sets on some stuff. You have to learn. You have to come out of it. I think you guys know this. I've said it before. This fucking guy right here has not had a television in his house for, how fucking long? Since 2015, 2016, I fucking ditched that thing. I'm like, you know what? This ain't living life. If I want to watch something, I'll watch it on my little laptop, but I'll be selective on what I want to watch. But man, most of the time, I don't even the only thing I do is kind of educate myself on the device, right? Look at the current events. Try to gather the news from a couple different angles regarding the same story. Use discernment. Make up my mind. If it really doesn't matter to me or it has no effect on my life, fuck it. You know, here's the sad thing is, you just want to live your life. You want to have that loving wife, that nice home, grow old, have grandchildren. That shit ain't in there for you. Fuck no. They force you to be involved in the political shit. And they force you to be involved by either dumbing you down so much that you're not involved, but technically you are because you're under their control, or getting you so pissed off at the shit that they're doing that you want to act, but they're still going to act with impunity anyways and do it. I think it was Ayn Rand that said, Ayn Rand that said, it's not a matter of if I can do it, it's a matter of who's going to stop me. And I believe that quote's fairly accurate. The way you stop them is you just say, no. But they got a gun in my head. If I say no, they're going to pull the trigger. Well, apparently we were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yep. I've been doing some cursory review on citizenship versus being a nationalist. And still trying to dig into this a little bit more. Because being a citizen actually puts you under
a lot of laws, where being a national doesn't. But they're still going to fucking trample on your rights if you're a nationalist or a national. But there's a difference. So, live it, love it, learn it. I'm trying to gather more information, but I got limited time. Because I got to take time out of my day to consult with you guys. Kidding. I can only gather so much during a day, right? I got to fucking work. I don't have to work as hard as I'm working. And the thing about it, I tell you, if the economy crashes, this fucker ain't working hard at all. I'll work for my survival, don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But for a company and shit like that, nah. I'll do what I have to do. But when we live in a fiat currency, it just, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You got to take it day by day. Yeah, I guess that's about it. And yeah, I guess I got a little spark to start recording some of these again. Some of them, you're like, who the fuck cares, Tao Gao? Nobody gives a shit about that. I agree. Not everybody has to give a shit. And the only person that has to give a shit about it is me. This guy. Who's got two thumbs and gives a shit? This guy. Yeah, fuck it. There we go. Gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Have a great day. Bye.